Here's a word that I pray penetrates, beloved ones, our hearts. I'm reading from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2, the words of the Apostle Paul. He writes, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you might prove what the will of God is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect." I wonder how many of us have seriously compromised by becoming conformed to the world and to this age. You know, there is such a pressure upon us right now to just be so inclusive about everything, that we should welcome all types of definitions of marriage, that we should embrace gender fluidity, that we should support women's reproductive rights. And I wonder how many of those that are sitting in pews across the world, I'm talking about church pews, are actually conformed to the world and support causes and concepts and ideologies that are completely in contradiction to the Word of God. I want you to hear me, my friend. It is not up to you and I to determine what is right and what's wrong. We are not morally qualified to determine what's right and what's wrong. Our standard for life and conduct is the written Word of God. What does God have to say about marriage? What does God have to say about gender fluidity? What does God have to say about abortion and reproductive rights of women? What does God have to say about the LGBT movement? The list goes on. Compromise is the name of the state that we're living in today. But I want you to know, Jesus had an exclusive message. His message was inclusive in the sense that he said, "Whosoever will, everyone that comes to him, he will save." That's inclusive. But his message was also exclusive, beloved, to you and I. Straight and narrow is the way that leads to life, and few there be that find it. I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh to the Father but by me. Choose this day who you will serve. Will you be conformed to this world and to this age? Or will you stand with God and be conformed to his word, which means that you're standing against the world? The scripture says, "He that's a friend of the world is an enmity with God." And Jesus said, "If you were of the world would love you. But because I chose you out of the world, therefore the world hates you." There's a price to pay for following Jesus. Will you, my friend, pay the price?